USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Calexico, California, President Trump has a message for all the migrant caravans in Mexico trying to make it to the United States.
The system is full. Can't take you anymore. Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration, can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry. Can't happen. So turn around. That's the way it is.
Attorney General William Barr is expected to face questioning about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report at a House budget hearing next week. Barr is scheduled to testify at the hearing as lawmakers wait for a redacted version of Mueller's final report by the middle of this month. Without any proof, Democrats have been suspicious of Barr and the Department of Justice's redactions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
The man who claimed to be the missing Illinois boy, Timothy Pitson, was charged on Friday with making false statements to an FBI official. The FBI announced earlier this week that DNA evidence showed that the man was not who he claimed to be. President Trump announced on Thursday that a monumental trade agreement between the U.S. and China is not ready but could come within the next month. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joined CBS this morning and says the Chinese stealing our intellectual property is one of the United States' main concerns.
They very much want to undermine our Western values, the rule of law, transparency, all the things that we hold most dear. China has a different value set. Look, they're an important trading partner. We have, from Kansas, we sold a lot of products into China. We want that. President Trump wants that too. But we have to change the relationship in a way that it is fair, that it's reciprocal, that they're not stealing our stuff.
75-year-old Mick Jagger is recovering after reportedly undergoing successful heart surgery in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Vice President Joe Biden gave his first public remarks in Washington, D.C., this after being accused by numerous women of inappropriate contact. Biden did release a video promising to be more mindful of people's personal space earlier this week, and we have not heard from former President Barack Obama on his former vice president, who we once called the best vice president in history. Laura Trump is an advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. She joins Fox News to share her perspective on what's going on with the former vice president.
My take is probably different than a lot of people's. I know what it feels like to have things written about you, said about you that are not true. There's very little accountability these days with social media on a lot of networks and a lot of news outlets. I don't know Joe Biden personally. I've never met him. I don't really know his character. But he's been in the public eye, Sandra, for so long that for all of a sudden, the timing of this, it just seems very convenient. If I were already in the race for the 2020 Democrat nomination, I probably would not like to run against Joe Biden. So who knows why this came up now? It certainly has made a lot of people uncomfortable. At least he's addressed it. He probably does owe some more explanation. But I will tell you, I take everything with a grain of salt these days because I know what it's like, and our family knows what it's like better than anyone, to have things said about you and you be accused of things, and maybe it's not the full truth.
What do you think of the president's edited?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.